A number of things happened to him in church because he makes, after he's saved, he goes home and hypnotizes it, and he's finally excommunicated from the Pentecostal church because he makes noises at the wrong time. And when the church delegation goes to inform him of that, he keeps interrupting them at the wrong time. Then later, after he's kicked out, he climbs a tree during a revival meeting and listens to the service from the tree. He imagines that he has a tree house and that he's a kind of St. Francis of Assisi, that he's in tune with the tree, and he hears the music. So it alternates between what he is saying on the page and what he hears from the church. From an easy chair in the living room of his treehouse, Ludi Jr. attends a prayer meeting. Through the space where a window should be, I can hear the singing. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing tide? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Beneath me, a squirrel with a walnut in his paws pauses, cocks his head, looks up, winks. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? A bird no heavier than a soap chip settles on my shoulder. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Through the space where the door should be, I can see other houses, other spaces, other eyes. Are you washed in the blood? At the corner, under a street light, Crocker's bulldog stands, making friends with an elm tree. In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb, the leaf I position in my hands flutters like a green kiss against the tongue. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Through the space where the roof should be, I can count the stars. More than a million. More than 1,000. More than 100. More even than 1. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And all the time, under the space where the floor should be, the answer. As sure as walls are made for breaking down, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am.